Hi, welcome to Billie Holiday in the 1950s, a pioneering woman of jazz special. In this hour, some of Billie's excellent mid-50s sessions and live concerts, readings from her book, and the serious matter of Billie's drug addiction. During the 1950s, Holiday became an international diva of song, but also I see her in a weird way becoming a kind of embodiment of pain and loneliness. She was almost an avatar of the addicted, the oppressed, the self-afflicted. During this time, her pain is heard in each and every syllable, the inconsolable loneliness present in every note.
I've been down so long that down don't worry me. I've been down so long, down don't worry me. I just sit and wonder, where can my good man be? When it rains in here, it's storming on the sea. When it rains in here, it's storming on the sea. Happens to me. I lose my man, I lose my head, I lose my money, feel like I'm almost dead. I need you, need you bad as can be. I've been down so long that down don't worry me. Wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Thank you.
I made over 200 sides between 1933 and 44, but I don't get a cent of royalties on any of them. They paid me $25.50 or a top $75 a side. I was glad to get it. But the only royalties I get are on my records made after 1945.
Goes higher. I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
I'm still working in clubs and concerts, although if you live in New York, you'd never know it. Because as I write, I still have no New York police card or cabaret permit. And this keeps me from singing in clubs in New York. During my years of exile from New York clubs, when I played practically no place except the Apollo or Carnegie Hall, I've been very lucky. I've played towns like Philadelphia and Chicago up to 6 times a year in 2 or 3 different clubs. And it isn't because managers or club owners love me. They can fill their clubs with my friends, and I've always been grateful for that.
I cried last night. I cried all the night before. I cried last night. I cried all the night before. No more. I will climb this mountain if it's the last thing I do. I will climb this mountain if it's the last thing I do. And when I climb this rocky mountain, be no more crying over you. You said you'd be my lover, and you promised to be true. Well, I took you for my lover, and you broke my heart in two. You broke your promise. Each kiss you gave me was a lie. But I'll rocky mountain. If I don't, I hope to die. Someday you'll be sad and lonely, and you'll want to come to me. Some sunny day.
Wow, from 1951, a very good blues. You know, Billy wasn't really a blues singer, even though people frequently think of her that way. She didn't sing that many pure blues songs, really. That excellent Rocky Mountain Blues was among a few sides she made for the Aladdin label. We started with her own original tune, Stormy Blues, from 1954. Excellent accompaniment by Sweets Edison on trumpet and bassist Red Callender. And I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm was 1955, Charlie Shaver's trumpet and Billy Taylor piano. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New, Billie Holiday in the 1950s. During the 50s, a certain kind of heroin chic had developed, not only in the jazz scene, for instance, around Charlie Parker, but also in the beatnik and bohemian subculture. Writer William S. Burroughs and English painter Francis Bacon are examples. Now, Billie Holiday, in her high-profile arrests and conviction, her frank admission of addiction in her autobiography, became one of the most widely known of heroin addicts. And there was, I think, a rather ghoulish fascination that swirled around this aspect of her kind of dangerous high-wire dance with addiction, deterioration, and what I see as kind of a slow-motion suicide. Buck Clayton, in his memoir, contrasts the Billie he'd known so well in the 30s with what she'd become in the 1950s.
We played the Art Ford Jazz Show, a television show, and I noticed that Billie was more and more in a bad way. She was very thin, her skin was sallow, and her voice cracked, which was something I never thought I'd hear.
A singer is not like a saxophone. If you don't sound right, you can't go out and get some new reeds. A singer is only a voice, and a voice is completely dependent on the body God gave you. When you walk out there and you open your mouth, you never know what's going to happen.
She became more deeply involved with narcotics, and it began to take its toll. Gradually, she became very thin. Gone was the plump, girlish Billie that I first met.
I'm not supposed to get a toothache. I'm not supposed to get nervous. I can't get sick to my stomach. I'm not supposed to get the flu or have a sore throat. I'm supposed to go out there and look pretty and sing good and smile. And I just better. Why? Because I'm Billie Holiday, and I've been in trouble.
Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, all in days, golden days, days of mad romance and love, then gay youth was mine, then truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life, then sooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday. Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love, then gay youth was mine, then truth was mine, free and flaming life, sooth was mine, sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterdays.
The dark and moody Yesterdays from 1952, that from an album originally called An Evening with Billie Holiday on Clef, that was one of Norman Grant's labels. Oscar Peterson played organ, Paul Quinchet tenor sax. Still ahead on Billie Holiday in the 1950s, more arrests and scandal, Billie live at Carnegie Hall, and Lady Day reunited with Lester Young. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is a Pioneering Woman of Jazz special on Jazz Rhythm. Glad you could be with me for this third act of Lady Day's drama, Billie Holiday in the 1950s, a chapter that encompasses some rather dizzying highs and depressing lows. Beginning in the late 1940s, producer and promoter Norman Granz helped Billie's career a great deal, presenting her at his Jazz at the Philharmonic events and recording her well for his record labels Clef and later Verve. Granz helped sponsor Holiday's first overseas tour of Britain and Germany. It was 1954, Holiday was in excellent form and dazzled the British audience at London's prestigious Albert Hall, singing 15 songs to an audience of 6,000. She even charmed all her hosts, though frankly admitting to one that she didn't much like staying at people's homes.
Because the drinks don't come up fast enough, honey, and you can't leave when you want to.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. A river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. It was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved. Shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we are in or we're out of the money, but I'll love you always. I'm with you rain or shine. Rain or shine.
Recorded for Norman Granz in 1955, Come Rain or Come Shine, among one of her best of many excellent collaborations with trumpeter Sweets Edison, Benny Carter on sax, and a piano player she liked a lot, the late Jimmy Rowles. This is Billie Holiday in the 1950s, a pioneering woman of jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me in this exploration of Lady Day's life, legend, and music. And at the Jazz Rhythm website, you can learn more about jazz, send me messages, or request program playlists. That's jazzhot.bigstep.com. www.jazzhot, one word, .bigstep, also one word, .com. In 1956 came yet another arrest and more scandal, Billie insisting she was framed by the cops. But let's face it, she was a heroin addict and a junkie, and drugs, heroin, cocaine, earlier had been opium, and always alcohol, had ravaged her body. Consequently, her voice had lost a lot of its flexibility and harmonic richness. It was thinner, harsher, and stressed. Some recordings reveal that her voice was often a mere shadow of what it had been. Nonetheless, she often sang just as well as she ever had.
Comes a heat wave, you can hurry to the shore. Comes a summer, you can hide behind the door. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousey, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done.
During the 50s, pop tunes again became part of her repertory. What a Little Moonlight Can Do, she'd recorded in the 30s, and the song probably would have been forgotten were it not for her. It is one associated with her. And by the 50s, she was singing it regularly. Now, here are two very different performances. The second one is live in 1956, and she does some very interesting call-and-response obbligato. And the first rendition with trumpeter Charlie Shavers is typical of her excellent studio work of the 50s with great musicians benefiting from the agreeable patronage of producer Norman Granz.
Oh, what little moonlight can do. Oh, what little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your hearts are fluttering all day long. You only stutter cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words I love you. Ooh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Poor tongue just will not utter the words I You can't resist him at all, you say. When you have kissed him, as ooh, what little moonlight you knew. You can't resist him at all, you say. When you have kissed him, is ooh. Ah, ooh. Ah,
Baltimore, Maryland, the great first lady of jazz, our queen of the blues, Lady Day, Billie Holiday, feels them and sings them. That's all I have to say. Billie, how are you tonight?
Fine.
Yeah, all right. You want to enter the festivities now?
I've been with them.
All right, good.
Ready? Nothing more to do with love. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. Fooling myself, and every time I pass and see his face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say,
Buck Clayton.
She always had trouble with narcotics agents, and she was an easy mark. She was preyed on by so many hangers-on who were out for either a fix or some money. And being always big-hearted and sympathetic, she was taken advantage of numerous times.
Dope never helped anybody sing better. Take it from Lady Day. She took enough of it to know. All dope can do for you is kill you. And kill you the long, slow, hard way. And it can kill the people you love right along with you.
Fooling Myself from August 1956. I'm Dave Redlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. This is Billie Holiday in the 1950s, a pioneering woman of jazz special. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details are at www.mississippirag.com. Still ahead this hour, several more live recordings, including Carnegie Hall, Billy reunited with Lester Young, and her premature death at age 44. Here's more from her wonderful sessions during the 50s for various Norman Granz labels with superb musicians. In this instance, Sweets Edison again and Charlie Shavers, two trumpeters she worked with very well, Benny Carter, Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown bass, and guitarist Herb Ellis.
Work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, oh, won't you tell me?